من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. In the previous ayat we read that Shaitan puts fear in a person that if you spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala you'll become poor, and consequently then he commands you with all other evil, that money you are still going to spend, but you'll spend it in wrong places, you'll spend it in your own destruction, and such money is left behind, it causes destruction in the family also. So many families that were so interwoven and so united, mother, children, all. But when the time came for inheritance, literally they kicked out the mother from the house. Just before that, they had so much love of her and understanding, but then actually, literally, they kicked the mother out of the house, an old lady. This is that money, when it's not spent in the path of Allah correctly, this is what it causes. And in our lives also, we spend it in all haram things. How many haram holidays, extravagance, waste, and in the process sacrificing the namazes of the masjid, etc., and going to live in kuffar resorts with all the gunas that take place, the amount of adultery, and now even worse, homosexuality and lesbianism is all the order of the day in these places. And being there, the effect of that definitely comes on a person also. So that is what Shaitan causes. On the other hand, Allah promises when you spend in His path, He gives you forgiveness. And that is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And more than that, He showers His endless blessings and His bliss upon you. And there is, in the treasures of Allah, there is no limit. And Allah knows who to give and who not to give. Then in this ayat of today, if a person does that, then he receives this. And if he receives this, then he does that, the spending in the right way and not wasting his money. Also, ulama have written that today, people who don't want to spend, who are stingy, they have just kept another name for it, thrifty. That we are thrifty, we don't spend anywhere. They spend all in the wrong places, and where they have to spend, for the poor and the needy, there they don't spend. And they say we are being thrifty. We are looking that we are saving for the rainy day. That if some problems come and we have got some support. But actually it is all their stinginess, their genuine stinginess which they have. So anyway, when a person will spend in the path of Allah, Allah will bless him further with hikmat. And when a person is blessed with hikmat, then Allah Ta'ala guides him to spend in the right way and not in the wrong ways. So yu'ti al-hikmata man yasha. In ayat karta hai, samaj jisko chahe. Allah gives wisdom to whomsoever He wishes to. This is a thing we must make lot of dua to Allah Ta'ala, that He blesses us with hikmat. Our knowledge, even deeni knowledge of Quran and Hadith, can take us to a certain limit. But when Allah's fadl is on a person, then even without that knowledge, and with that knowledge also, then much more greater He is guided. He's guided himself, and he's a blessed person that can guide other people also, give other people direction also. It is this hikmat, this wisdom from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah gives it to whomsoever He wants to, and Allah gives it man yasha, whom He wants to, and those people who want it and they beg Allah, Allah gives it to them also. In the same strain is another aspect which comes in the hadith, that ittaqi firasat al-mu'min, fear the insight and the deep foresight of the mu'min. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْزُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ, he sees everything but the nur of Allah Ta'ala. When a person makes amal on his knowledge, then Allah blesses him with these qualities, with hikmat, with firasat. And any matter he does, he thinks of the end result. any matters he does, he looks deep into it. He's not shallow and just looks at the outward matters. As today many people, we do many wrong things and we're thinking we are doing the right things. But if a person is blessed with this hikmat, this guides him along. It is such a noor from Allah Ta'ala that with knowledge he is guided much more greatly and he guides other people. And even without knowledge of deen, he knows what is right, what is wrong. And there are many people who are from like what we call the ordinary people who haven't got knowledge. They are not alims, but they understand clearly right from wrong. And unfortunately, there are many alims who are not only don't understand right from wrong, but are leading the public in the wrong. And all closing of the masjids, etc., all the wrong things they are doing with this interfaith business and all these other things with this LGBTQ, they are also promoting it. And one world, one nation, one religion. The ulama are promoting those things, whereas ordinary people understand this is totally wrong, and this is there is no place for this in Islam. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. اور جس کو سمجھ ملی اس کو بڑی خوبی ملی. And that person who has got this hikmat, this wisdom, he has been blessed with خير كثير, with lot of goodness, goodness in abundance. And this is what a person who graduates as an alim, that he stays in the company of the awliya, and this is what he gets from that, from them, through them, from Allah Ta'ala, he gets this wisdom of understanding. And he understands the matters of deen clearly. Otherwise, today, we are brought up in a Western frame of mind. From childhood already, nowadays, right from this 6 months old baby, the mother will put it in front of the TV screen to watch some cartoons and comic strips. So all that is becoming part of its life. Then they go to pre-primary from Montessori and all that, where all the filth and dirt of the Western way of life is pumped into them, all that poison. And then they develop a warped mind, a crooked mind. Then with this crooked mind, they want to live that life, a Western life. But to make it Islamic, then with a crooked fork, they take out some proof from the Quran. And now they say that this is proven from the Quran, whereas it is all completely wrong. Until a person doesn't get his frame of mind Islamic, he thinks Islamic, he loves Islam, then that person will be able to practice on deen as it is. And then he will use the Quran and the ayats of the Quran in the correct way. Otherwise, the Quran itself says, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. By the Quran, many people are misguided. They take out wrong, upside down proofs from the Quran. And those whose minds and mizaj have been made, they take out the right proofs and they are guided by the Quran. وَمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. اور نصیحت وہی قبول کرتے ہیں جو عقل والے ہیں. And only those people get the proper nasihat, understanding from Allah, who have got proper full brains. Otherwise, when our brains are short, then we know we have to follow command of Allah and His Rasul. But one announcement by the president on the TV, and we till banned, till we just banned all the teachings of Quran and Hadith, and we started following protocols. So much so that we stopped coming to the masjid. We stopped visiting the sick. We stopped attending janazas of a very close family people also. Because that true intelligence was not there. What we think today, we regard scientists as very clever. We regard the politicians as very clever. Business people as very clever. But the ulul albab, People of full brains are those people who incline to Allah and they listen to the commands of Allah. Full brain people are who prepare for Akhirat and they make their lives according to the preparation of Akhirat, not for this dunya. They don't think of this dunya and prepare for dunya. So this is another dua we must make, that Allah gives us full brains. Otherwise, when a person is half-brained or no brains, then he thinks, and a person with no brains usually boasts himself as a very clever person. Like all the scientists, etc., they know nothing about deen, about Allah, about preparation of Akhirat, the life of the Akhirat, and they regard themselves as the authorities on the matters of the world. And unfortunately, Muslims also follow them. Whereas Muslims have been taught of the things of Akhirat, cover what will happen. And that is how we have to prepare our lives, according to what is going to happen in the Qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, in the Akhirat. Non-Muslims got no idea. No matter the world can claim them to be great scientists and great mathematicians, or anything else, they got no idea of the Akhirah. They don't believe in the Akhirah. They are their brains are very shallow, very, very short. And unfortunately, we also regard them as very clever. But those who have the knowledge of Akhirah, and not only the knowledge, the yaqeen, and not only the yaqeen, their amal is also corresponding to preparation of Akhirat. Those are the people who have got full brains. And those are the people that we should follow also. Not the people who don't know the road in front. They don't even believe there is a road in front. They don't believe in qabr, life of the qabr, etc. And we follow such people, blind people we follow. So Allah guide us, that Allah make us amongst those people who have been given this wisdom from Allah Ta'ala, who have been given this firasat from Allah Ta'ala, and those people who are the full brain people. May Allah guide us to righteousness. SubhanAllah.